Thank you so much, Steve. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. And on Friday, Kurt Wagner stops by, and then Wendy makes that noise.
It's a rock lobster
noise. That's what happens.
This is the rock lobster noise.
Kurt, thank you for being here. You just threw a theory at Wendy and myself, and I wish you would share it with the entire class, because I think it's a good one.
Well, I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
You know this whole thing with the Natalie Wood's death and how now they're deeming it suspicious? After,
Robert Wagner is now a person of interest.
After 30 years. Yes. Robert Wagner is now a person of interest. His wife. Or his... Her husband at the time?
Yes.
I think that will be a future season of American Crime Story or one of those crime anthologies.
Because all the elements are there.
Actually, it could be the new one, Unsolved, which is coming to USA Network. That first one of that is going to be the two-pack Biggie series.
Two-pack Biggie Smalls?
Yeah. It starts in March, yeah. And it's sort of that in that same vein.
So when you do a version of this where the crime has not yet been solved, how do you end that? I know they even do that sometimes like on a 48 hours. They'll show you a 2-hour, 48 hours mystery. Yeah. And then in the end they go, we still don't know who killed him. And we go, oh, I just sat for 2 hours.
I think so. I mean, they might do what are those called? Postscript or whatever, where they just, as of, you know, the creation of the show or as of whatever date.
Update.
The crime is still unsolved. Such and such has been cleared. Nothing has been discovered.
Oh, I hope you're right. That would be great. So who would play, do we know who would play Robert Wagner and who would play Natalie Wood and who'd play Christopher Walken? Do we know?
Well, we'd have to find someone. They would have to find someone who could be in their...
Natalie Portman could do Natalie Wood.
That's not bad.
In the
40s
and 50s and then also 30 years older.
Yes.
And wouldn't look too fake in aging makeup.
I like it.
So...
or Sarah Paulson could play everybody.
She really is a chameleon.
She probably could.
She could play the entire cast.
She probably
cast.
Could play everybody. Well, you mentioned Rob Lowe.
Yeah. Well, Rob Lowe played Robert Wagner in the Austin Powers movies when they went back in time.
So could he still be the 50-year-old?
I think he's too old now.
He could do it towards the now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Although he's friends with Robert Wagner.
Oh.
So that might be awkward if you're playing him and he's a person of interest.
That might not
work.
You and I are friends. If I got a gig to be on TV to make you look like something,
I get it.
Totally do.
I don't blame
make you look like a murderer.
I don't blame her.
Depends how well they pay.
Here's a rumor from the world of television. They said, and I don't know if this is true or not, maybe you do, that the ads for the Super Bowl, this is the first year that the ads have gone down in price, that normally they go up every year, but that this year the prime ads have gone down a little bit. Can that be true?
$5 million for 30 seconds.
That's a lot
of
money.
Yeah,
that went down.
I don't know if that's down or not.
I don't think that's down.
Whoa, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
no wonder there aren't very many 2-minute commercials.
They're already showing a lot of the commercials on various websites.
They're leaking.
That's been going on for a couple
and
years now.
You know, they show them. Yes, they either show the full ad or they show part of it, and there's going to be some ending to it. Or they've done too, and like I know is it Pepsi? No, it's Bud Light. I don't know who it is. Now I can't think of who it is, but they've done a series of 30-second ads.
Yeah,
and then they'll show this and to tell the story, and then they show
the payoff will be on Sunday.
On Sunday,
right.
And they Tide does that a lot with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah,
like they've shown him with the guy from Stranger Things, the guy who plays the sheriff in Stranger Things.
Oh yeah,
because the story is that the sheriff is that this guy is taking over as the spokesperson for Tide.
Oh yeah,
and in one of the things he's getting his makeup on, and Terry says, "What's going on?" He says, "Oh, I'm doing this Tide commercial." And Terry says, "You're doing a Tide commercial?" He goes, "Yeah, I heard the guy who did it last year really dropped the ball."
Oh.
And then Terry Bradshaw, who did it last year, you know, it gets all offended and stuff. So so they're leading up to whatever that's going to be as the finale of that story.
All right.
So there's a bunch of different ways they do it. And sometimes they just release it early, which is kind of silly to me.
I don't understand that. I would rather...
Then it's not a Super Bowl
I know they're available early, but I want to see them during the Super Bowl.
Right.
I wait.
For the first time.
Right.
I think I'm going to watch them early.
Yeah? Get them out of your system?
Yeah.
All right.
But there's a bunch of them that are going all different ways.
Will there be any talking animals? They've never done that before, have they?
You know what? I didn't see any talking animals.
Really?
But
like
there's
them.
Some really mean robots in one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to come to be true someday.
Yeah, any day now.
But the talking animals...
It's sort of very frightening, the idea of AI robots starting to get that kind of an attitude.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see the ads that were considered to be the best of any given year, and then I look at them like I always think of the Budweiser frogs, because that year when they did the Budweiser,
that was awesome.
See, now,
Budweiser.
Watch it now and see if you still think it's awesome. Because when you see it now, you go, "That was like the top. That was the top commercial one year. People love that the most."
I don't like
frogs.
The talking baby.
That's eerie.
That I don't like when they make
that's
it
very
like
eerie.
An adult baby.
Yeah,
I work with an adult baby,
hey.
And I'm married to an adult.
Wait a minute.
Well, CBS just did a countdown of the greatest. They do it every year before the Super Bowl, of the greatest ads, and that one was in the top 10.
I'm going to guess
they showed it.
The 2001 IBM commercial was probably number one or number two.
What was that?
Which one was that?
It was just showing IBM computers, and it looked like George Orwell's 1981.
No. It was 84. An animal 84, commercial that
right.
won.
I saw it early. I watched it early.
It was an animal commercial that won, but...
Clydesdales?
I can't remember which one
the
it
Clydesdales,
was.
I the miss Clydesdales. Them.
No Clydesdales.
I know,
this year.
I miss them.
Although they're doing a little bumper ad, like a 5-second bumper ad that just lets you know that the Clydesdale cam will be on Budweiser's
The Clydesdale face, cam
will be on Budweiser's Facebook page.
So what does that mean?
They'll launch it at as soon as the commercial airs.
Yeah.
And you can watch the Clydesdales to see what they're doing, like a live cam, webcam.
I'm not going to do that.
I wonder what they'll be doing.
Well, you
eating
know.
Grass?
Right, standing around.
They'll be running
taking
around.
Taking a leak?
The bumper ad shows them like walking in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, really?
In the middle of the street and everything.
Oh.
I doubt they'll be doing that.
No.
And no Skittles ad. You can watch the, they only showed it to one person, and you can watch the reaction on Facebook live during the Super Bowl, which I am going to check
That's
out.
That's interesting that they've done that.
That's a little weird.
It saved a lot of money, man.
Yeah, definitely. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. His website is TVShowPatrol.com. And on Twitter, you can find him at Show Patrol. Is that right? Just Show Patrol?
That is
That's
right.
it? That's it. You had one more Super Bowl thing we wanted to discuss.
The big What Happened to Jack?
Oh, episode Jack Pearson.
Of This Is Us airs right after the Super Bowl on NBC.
Wendy and I were discussing this yesterday, that it's a very interesting place for this episode because your Super Bowl fans may not necessarily be your fans of the drama This Is Us. There might not be that much crossover, but that's a prime slot for any TV show to be on
right.
after the Super Bowl.
And that's the idea, that people will then tune into the end.
Do
of
they
this,
need it? Do they this, need the promotion?
I don't know.
Isn't
maybe
it
not.
Doing
I
great?
I mean, they're also maybe hoping that they get people to stay there.
Right.
Yeah, drunk people who are like coming up off this big game, and then all of a sudden it's going to be Depresso Fest.
That's what they were going to call it, too. They were going to call it Depresso Fest.
And then right after wait, that, right after that, the cast of This Is Us will be on The Tonight Show with
really?
Jimmy Fallon, which he's doing
on
it
a
from,
Sunday,
which he's doing it from Minneapolis.
Oh, he is.
Oh my God!
I think he's
watch.
Doing it from Minneapolis.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to sleep during the Super Bowl so I can stay up late to watch the other stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
How long does the Super Bowl go though? It only goes
12 hours.
It usually goes about 3 to 3.5 hours.
Yeah, so it starts at 5:30.
Yeah, that's early.
Too long.
So Wendy, you can get it. You'll do it.
You'll
Come on.
Be. You'll be all right. Take some of those probiotics. And
yes. That doesn't keep me awake.
See what happens. A Grey's Anatomy spinoff. Now, is Grey's Anatomy, is this their last season, or are they going to go beyond?
They're
going to continue. But who
it's
are they?
Still on?
Yeah, it's still on.
Are you kidding me?
No, oh. It's still on. Same time it's always been, I think.
It's on after F Troop.
I loved that show. I stopped watching it probably 10 years ago.
Oh, you're missing a lot of romance.
It's
still currently
on.
Yeah,
it's still on, yeah.
There's been a lot of drama since you left.
Meredith Grey's grandchildren are doctors now. You got to tune in. You got to see it. Who's being spun off, Kurt? Do we know?
What they're doing is it's sort of a first responders, you know, like the EMTs and the fire department and all that stuff in Seattle. And so I don't know if it's a character. Maybe they've introduced this character on Grey's this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure because, like Wendy, I have not watched
You're
it.
You're not watching it
time.
Either.
But now they're going to do their own thing. And the season premiere of this show, which will be March 22nd, Meredith herself will be on there.
Good stunt. Good stunt casting.
Handing it over.
People like her, so they'll watch the show.
Yeah, there'll be a couple
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's still on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she is. But her husband.
Currently.
Her husband.
He's dead.
She
kicked
married?
The bucket years ago. Well, Patrick Dempsey played her husband, you know.
I guess that's when I bailed.
You stopped when they killed him off?
Yeah. In honor of Pete McMurray, because Pete thinks he looks like him, and I felt sorry for him.
That was very nice of you to do.
So they didn't have a title for this, and when I was at Pasadena, when I was at TCA, they didn't have a title, but they had this cast there to talk to us.
But no title.
But now it's called Station 19, and it will debut on March 22nd.
About 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, everybody's joking. They should call it Seattle Fire.
Seattle Fire.
But they didn't want to do that because, you know, Chicago Fire.
Catherine Heigl, who was on the show.
Or Grace Fire
Lizzie.
Station.
Yeah, she was. Was it Lizzie? Was that her name?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it? She's got a new part
a new
on
gig,
Suits.
On
right?
Suits.
She's kind of replacing Meghan Markle, kind of, in a way.
Well, Meghan Markle and Patrick, what's his full name? I can't remember. The couple on there, one of the couples on that show, are both leaving.
Yeah.
So
one of them to be the Princess of England, or maybe both of them are leaving to be the Princess of England.
So. I think he's gonna.
One of them.
He's smooth, but not that smooth.
Oh. All right. So Catherine Heigl will replace.
I think he's going to be the Duke of Horses or something.
The Duke of Horses. Are you sure? I don't think that sounds right, Kurt. The Duke of Horses. I've told Wendy about this, and I think the name of this show came up once a while ago. There's a show on called Catastrophe. Do you know this show at all?
Yes.
All right. It's a British show about, all I want to say is it's a very unlikely love story between a man and a woman. I don't want to say anything else beyond that. You almost have to see it.
You want me to tell him?
No. Okay. It's better if you don't know, because I only knew a little bit.
Right.
I was only told it's a guy and a girl that you wouldn't really think would get along, and for some reason they do. Boy, do I like this show.
Yeah.
Really so well written. It's Carrie Fisher's last work. She plays the guy's mother, who doesn't want them to get together. She doesn't believe in their relationship. But it's so well written and really well acted. I can't.
And very sad seeing Carrie, isn't it?
You know, it's not as sad as I thought it would be. You know, because we've talked about this. Whenever there's an actor and you go, oh, this is the last time I'll get to see him in something, it's very bittersweet to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really good in this as an overbearing mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did an American version of it last year that I didn't even know existed.
They did?
Yeah, they called it the same thing. They called it Catastrophe. But in this one, the love story, I guess, took place here as opposed to in London.
I don't recall that either.
Yeah. Where is this on?
TV.
I'll look it up. Catastrophe.
I don't know who's showing it, but
I can't remember
if you can find it,
either,
look for it, because it's really well written and so well acted.
But that woman who's in that and who is the writer and creator of that show, Sharon Horgan.
Yes,
she has done. She did a show, a British show,
Amazon Prime, by the
Amazon
way,
Amazon Prime,
called Pulling years ago.
Pulling,
that was really good too.
She and the guy in it. The two actors are also the creators and the writers.
Yeah.
I don't know if they write
and
every
episode.
And
he's American.
Yeah.
And
really good, too.
But it is. It
Rob
is,
Delaney's
yeah,
his name.
It's good and funny and real and all that kind of stuff.
And not like anything you're used to seeing on TV. TV usually has a very certain way of introducing characters, and this just doesn't.
Yeah.
I like the way what they're doing with this.
Is probably the beauty. I mean, that's one of the beauties of all the streaming services, right?
Isn't you're getting unconventional.
That the stuff that you would never see on
right.
a network.
Yeah.
Because they can't play that game.
I can't imagine if they tried to pitch this show to a network, being what it is, I can't imagine any network going, yeah, that sounds like something we'd be interested in.
Right.
It's very strange.
And even some of the cable networks are safer that
right.
way, too, you know? So
right.
so there used to be a smaller place for those kind of stories to
yeah.
go.
Yep.
And
so
we'll
true.
Have, I posted the February calendar
mm-hmm.
on my site, and I was looking through that thinking the same thing, because there's some shows we'll talk about later in the month
yeah.
that you would never see. You would never have seen, and they're just great.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for streaming services.
Here's a quick question. On yesterday's edition of Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski kicked Michael Wolff off the show. She had him on to publicize his book. You know, he's written the book about Donald Trump.
Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious. And then he's on there, and things didn't go well. You know, they accused him of, and there are no Trump fans over there on Morning Joe, but they accused him of kind of falsifying some things.
In the book.
And she kicked him off the show. Now, when something like that happens, is that good for business? Will more people tune into Morning Joe because something controversial just happened, or does that not have any effect, do you think?
People will go look to see the argument,
yeah.
I think.
It's fun to watch.
After the fact.
Because it unravels very quickly.
And then maybe, I mean, I guess it depends if you're... how you're politically lean,
yeah.
Whether you'll say, oh, I'm going to go start watching those folks,
yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or if you're even up at that time.
But then here's what happened afterwards. The author, Michael Wolff, then took to Twitter and said some very bad things about her and about Joe Scarborough, who's the host, who wasn't even there during this segment. So it's still playing out now, more than 24 hours later.
Everybody's petty.
I don't like the fights. I am really sick of the fights and the groundhog.
But trust me, if you find this clip, you can't stop watching it.
Because
right from the very beginning of the interview, it's not going well. And they get into a little bit of a shouting match. And then she just out and out kicks him off the show.
See, I guess why I'm uncomfortable with that is having a radio show. It's happened.
Right.
We
had to kick Kurt off a couple of times.
No, we haven't kicked too many people off.
He said some bad
off. That coughing fit that one.
You had a coughing fit. And I think you said something negative about Nancy Walker once.
And then
we had to kick you off.
Yeah.
That's what happens, Kurt. Kurt Wagner's website is called TVShowPatrol.com. He does have the calendar for the month of February and highlights of things you don't want to miss, right? It's all at TVShowPatrol.com.
And Wendy, if you really don't like the groundhog, you need to watch last night's Superstore. They killed off the groundhog.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert. Well, I like Superstore. It's really funny.
It's funny. And that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Too. Kurt, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Are we done already?
That's it?
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's all there is.
All right.
The cast of This Is Us wants to sit around and talk about you now. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah, good? All right. News
Thanks,
is
Kurt.
Next, and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.